Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Vance Bolter will now face federal charges, ABC News has learned. He's accused of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses over the weekend, killing the former Minnesota House Speaker and her husband. Authorities arrested him late yesterday. ABC's Lionel Moise has more.
His friend and roommate says Bolter recently faced financial struggles while trying to realize his dream of owning a private security company and texted him Saturday that he had made some choices and might be dead soon. Bolter spent time as a preacher, his roommate saying he became less cheerful after a missionary trip to Africa in 2023.
8 people were killed in Israel overnight after Iranian strikes, according to Israeli emergency services. 5 were killed near Tel Aviv and 3 were killed in Haifa. It comes after Israel's widespread attack last week on Iran's military and nuclear infrastructure. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Election Commission is mailing postcards to over 200,000 registered voters in the state, advising them to confirm their eligibility. The commission is advising anyone who receives one of the postcards with official voter registration notice on it that they have until July 15th to respond. The postcards are being sent to people who have not voted over the past 4 years and ask the recipients if they want to remain a registered voter at their listed address. If recipients don't respond, their voter registration will be deactivated on July 31st. Health officials are reminding residents to be on the lookout for bacteria and algae blooms as the weather starts to warm up enough to get in the water. Higher temperatures and more sunlight during this time of year increases algae blooms, especially in standing water. While residents are out and about this summer, they should remember to stay out of the water if something looks or smells off. They can also check an interactive map on the Department of Natural Resources website for up-to-date information on the hundreds of lakes and beaches they monitor. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding Hayward area residents of roadwork on County Highway E this week. Crews will begin replacing a culvert south of Peters Road in Bass Lake Township today. County Highway E will be closed between Peters Road and the railroad tracks until Thursday for the culvert replacement. Residents who need to access Peters Road will still be able to do so from the north. Highway officials will not be posting any signed detours during the project, so residents should remember to plan their routes accordingly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning Western Wisconsin residents that spongy moth treatment flights will continue through July. According to a press release, the small yellow planes will be applying a pheromone to treetops in an effort to prevent the invasive species from reproducing. The treatment will be sprayed in a number of Western Wisconsin counties, including Barron, Dunn, Polk, and St. Croix. Flight times and locations will be determined by weather conditions and the development of the spongy moths. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the 4-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
Tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Reese Hoskins got beaned. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Brewers, man, there's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's thrown at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls high school softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their 4th state division title in the last 5 years.
It hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy today, with high temperatures making it to those low 80s, and of course, chances of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Those increase in intensity early this evening, where we could have severe storms with hail, high winds, and a tornado is possible too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh! Hold on, just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by Matt Rothschild. We go deep on book banning in Florida. Did you read Judy Blume? Did you like it? Well, Florida kids won't be able to read it anymore. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the brand new week to you today. Did you have a good time over the weekend? Louise and I went to the No Kings protest in Vancouver, Washington. It was sweet. There were so many cool signs and great people. And Louise even got a picture of a dog with a something instead of treats sign on him. We had a great time. And, and the MAGA terrorist was caught overnight, and he's now in custody in Minnesota. I don't know why the media is not calling him a MAGA terrorist, and I don't know why Democrats aren't calling him a MAGA terrorist. You know, if the shoe was on the other foot, Republicans would be doing the same. By the way, to the folks who are calling in right now, our phones are still not fixed, so you will just get put on hold, and then I'll throw you on the air. Not to worry. Everything's cool. We're waiting for our engineer to get back from vacation, actually. Oh, you God. Anyway, the choice before tyranny. Will we let oligarchs rule or take back America? I'll get into that in just a moment. How oligarchy transforms into tyranny, typically. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, a bit of a news summary here in the first hour. Trump's war on blue cities. Is Donald Trump going to drag America into a war with Iran? A foreign journalist was refused entry into the United States because of his politics. This should be a big deal. I'm thinking of writing an op-ed about this tomorrow. This should be a huge big deal. We are running the thought police at our border. And that's just wrong. Trump's humiliating parade yesterday. 60,000 peaceful protesters were commended by their own police department. Seriously? In the second hour of our program, blue politicians, Democratic politicians, were warned months before the Minnesota attacks, and now we've got disgusting right-wing politicians just going weird with this stuff. I'll tell you about, you know, Mike Lee and some of the other bizarre, MAGA basically cheering on this guy who murdered a couple of people in Minnesota. Who are we? And we should all, by the way, be stunned by the treatment of a Marines immigrant wife. I'll give you the details on that story in the second hour as well. In the third hour of our program, all of Kennedy's people's lies, reporting of the false claims and conspiracy theories that shape our world is more essential than ever. Just the bizarre, bizarre stories that are being told by the people that Bob Kennedy is putting into, putting in charge of our health. Frankly, the op-ed, my daily take today, also published over at Hartman Report as Daily Take, is the choice before tyranny. Will we let oligarchs rule or take back America? House Speaker Mike Johnson says that California Governor Gavin Newsom should be tarred and feathered. Right. Because he's going along with protesters who object to Trump's fascist behavior. The vast majority of the political violence we've seen over the past 15 years has been promulgated by right-wingers, including assassinations. This culminated in Minneapolis over the weekend. Trump is inserting Marines into an American city over the objections of that state's governor and has this little Korean-style military parade over the weekend. Next, he wants to give billionaires another $5 trillion tax gift that will be paid for by your children. And now he's changing the Veterans Administration rules so doctors and nurses can be refused to provide services to veterans who are registered as Democrats. Seriously, not making that up. How'd we get here? It's really started in 1976-78 when five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that money is speech under the First Amendment, you know, the First Amendment protection of free speech, that applies to money as well as to actual words, and that corporations aren't just, you know, legal fictions, they are persons. Now, prior to that, prior to 1978, between 1932, when Franklin Roosevelt was elected, and 1948, Congress and the White House passed a hell of a lot of really great legislation that benefited the average person. It included, and here's the list, this is in my article today, legalizing unions, the minimum wage, banking protections, Glass-Steagall, reforesting America, the Civilian Conservation Corps, major power projects like the Hoover Dam, the TVA, et cetera, subsidized electricity to rural areas, Social Security, unemployment insurance, aid for dependent children, public housing, the 40-hour work week, and overtime rules, ending child labor, survivors benefits for orphans and widows, Job Corps, VISTA, Head Start, food stamps, outlawing discrimination in public accommodation and education, outlawing discrimination in the workplace, federal funding for public schools, Medicare, Medicaid, voting rights, Pell Grants and other college subsidies, Housing and Urban Development Act, the Child Nutrition Act, school lunches. By 1978, when the Supreme Court decided that the oligarchs could own politicians, you know, we were a pretty functioning democracy. Women had gotten the vote. Racial minorities were guaranteed the right to vote. But the Bilotti decision and its Buckley predecessor opened the door for billionaires and corporations basically to legally buy politicians, which floated Reagan into the White House in 1980 on a tsunami of corporate money, mostly oil and banking money. In the 44 years since the Reagan Revolution, Congress has passed not all that long list of legislation to help average people, but just two pieces of legislation, LIHEAP, the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, and FMLA, the Family and Medical Leave Act. That's it. I know it sounds mind-boggling when you put it in those terms, but, you know, as you know, if you've been listening to the program for the last 22 years, I have been running a contest all this time for, you know, one single piece of legislation sponsored by Republicans, passed with a majority of Republicans, signed by a Republican president into law since the Reagan Revolution, whose principal beneficiaries have been average working people or the poor, and basically nobody has won. I mean, there have been a couple of small pieces of legislation, but nothing of consequence, no major legislation. Even Obamacare was written by the billionaire-funded Heritage Foundation, and it was basically a gift to the insurance, a trillion-dollar gift to the insurance industry. So in 2011, when Jimmy Carter told me that the Citizens United decision was had turned America into an oligarchy, he wasn't kidding. I mean, he was absolutely right. And here we are now. Since 1981, since the beginning of the Reagan Revolution, and those of you old enough to remember America in the 60s and 70s and early 80s, but since the Reagan Revolution, basically at the federal level anyway, there's some good stuff been done in blue states at the state level, but since 1981 at the federal level, the entire country has been run of, by, and for, and to the benefit of the morbidly rich. And what the 99% in the bottom need has been basically irrelevant. CEO pay, for example, since Reagan came into office, has gone up 1,209%. Worker pay has gone up 15%. Reagan has, you know, the Reaganism has transferred fully $50 trillion from the pensions and homes and savings accounts and paychecks of average working people into the money bins of the top 1%. Housing in the 50s cost twice the average annual salary. Today, it's closer to 10 times as much. I mean, this is This is full-blown oligarchy, and that's the danger. Oligarchy is a transitional form of government. Oligarchy never lasts. Oligarchy is when the basically when the country is run by the rich for the rich. And what happens is that the people stand up and fight back. They rebel. And typically, in the early stages, this takes the form of what you call populism, where, you know, somebody stands up and says, I'm here for you, for the people, for the populi, you know, the Latin word for people, or the majority of the people. And had we had, had the Clinton machine not destroyed the Bernie candidacy in 2016, we would have had a populist counter-revolution. Bernie would have been president, and it would have stopped the Reagan revolution. But the Clintonistas came in, and that was the end of that. And so what happened was we still got populism, but it was right-wing populism, which is a false or a phony kind of populism. I mean, the same thing happened in Germany in the 30s, by the way, and or something very similar. And so this is this critical moment that we're facing right now. You've got Trump pretending to be a populist and, you know, his attacks on brown people, black people, Asian people, women, to white men in America, or at least to about half of America's white men. That seems like populism. Oh, yeah, he's on our side. But really, you know, Trump is just acting on behalf of his class, on behalf of the other billionaires. So if this continues, we are going to see America turn into a dictatorship. I mean, let's just be blunt about it. Oligarchy is a transitional form of government that eventually either leads to tyranny, as it has in Russia, as it has in Hungary, as it has in Egypt, as it has in Turkey, or reverses itself. The oligarchy diminishes, and the country is given back to the people. This is what happened in 1933, because the Republican Great Depression was so severe that the oligarchs really had no choice. They just had to back off because they had munged things up so badly. And frankly, I think, you know, we're going to see something very similar over the next 3 years. I think we're going to see a real severe economic crisis. So what do we have? How do we stand up? Well, we saw this over the weekend. I mean, basically, the only thing that we have right now is the voice of the people, the vox populi, the voice of the people. And that's why we need to be calling Congress and saying, stop Trump. You know, fire Kristi Noem, et cetera. We need to join progressive organizations. You know, Move On, Indivisible, you know, et cetera. Show up at the local Democratic Party in your community. Speak out and speak up in every venue you can find. You know, we have a hell of a lot of work to do here. And we need to get on about it. Because if we don't push back, then Trump is going to turn this country into a dictatorship. That is clearly his goal. And the goal of many of the people around him, like Stephen Miller and Kristi Noem. So stick around. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We're right here. I'll be right back with you.
Not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off,
and give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mendo rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mendo created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mendo's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mendo is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. It's developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mendo all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code Mando, the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com.
We stand at the edge. We're caught in the storm. The rich built their mansions. The people mourn. They bought the laws. They bought the courts. Now they're coming for the last of our rights. Of course. They tell us it's over. Say there's nothing to do. But the future is waiting on me and on you. This is the choice before tyranny. Stand up, rise up.
So Donald Trump has ordered ICE to step up deportation in the cities. A couple days ago, I guess it was on Friday, I think, Friday afternoon, he apparently his agriculture secretary, I think her name is Rollins, contacted him and said, I'm hearing from pissed off Republican farmers who have given millions of dollars to our party, and their crops are rotting in the field. So Trump goes out and says, well, maybe we shouldn't go after the farmers and the hotel workers. And then he issues this rant, basically, saying, directing federal agencies to go after sanctuary cities, Democrat-run cities. So over the coming weeks, expect to see what we see in Los Angeles right now popping up in American cities all over the country. Fascism is on the march. It really and truly is. It's incredible. I want to talk about Iran and also this Australian who was deported. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the True People's Media. Stay with us. We'll be right back. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. I use their sleep gummies. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code THOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on...
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow, back from adventures in Canada, will be joining us to break down the news. Retired Major General Randy Manor will be here as well. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt. Over 200 wolves were harvested in the 2021 wolf hunt. The Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee has adopted a motion proposing $1.3 billion in tax cuts in the state's next biennial budget. The tax cuts would primarily target retired residents and married residents filing jointly. Republicans say the cuts are meant to keep residents in the state and give back for contributing to the state's strong economy. Democrats on the committee voted against the motions, saying the adopted investments were much less than those proposed by Governor Tony Evers. The motions passed along party lines. The annual Northwest Wisconsin Lakes Conference will be held at Hayward High School this Friday. The event will be held from 8 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. and offer interested residents information about the ecology of area lakes and the various plants and animals that inhabit them. It will include speakers from a variety of community partners, including natural resources agencies, local lake associations, and land and water conservation departments. Attendees will also get the chance to network with each other and exhibitors throughout the day. United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys has announced $180,000 in grant funding to nonprofits across Northwest Wisconsin. The community impact grants will be distributed to 30 nonprofits serving residents in Burnett, Dunn, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, and St. Croix counties. The funding is meant to improve the lives of Alice families, meaning asset-limited, income-constrained, and employed families. A full list of the nonprofits that received a portion of the grant funding is available on the United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys website. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy today, with high temperatures making it to those low 80s, and of course, chances of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Those increase in intensity early this evening, where we could have severe storms with hail, high winds, and a tornado is possible too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 14. Till 6 p.m. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nutritionist and dietitian from Weightless MD, Sherry Stoka. Then Phil Krause, owner of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Stormtroopers at the courthouse, boots heavy on the floor, dragging freedom by the ankles, smashing down the people's door. No law, law, no warrant, just the silence of the bought. This is how a nation crumbles, not with battles, but with fear they taught.
The gavel's been replaced with guns, the bench is just a stage, and every whisper of dissent is locked inside a cage.
Raise your voice before it's broken. Stand your ground before it's taken. They're tearing down the dream our fathers swore to save.
Stormtroopers at the courthouse, do you hear democracy's grave?
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Donald Trump is in Canada right now, in Alberta, for the G7. And, of course, the first thing he started whining about was, where's Vladimir Putin? You guys don't like my friend Vlad. You got rid of him. You shouldn't have done that. I just talked to him yesterday, and he's a nice man. Oh, God. Anyhow. He also told ABC News Rachel Scott that he had this wonderful conversation with Vladimir Putin, and that therefore he does not want to get involved in this thing between Israel and Iran. Putin, of course, is getting most of his weapons that he's using against Iran, most of his drones, from Iran. So, gee, what a surprise. Putin's telling Trump, stay out, don't get involved. And then Netanyahu comes out and says, oh, yeah, you know, those two guys who tried to assassinate Trump, they were both working for Iran. This was on Fox News. And Brett Baer, you just said Iran tried to assassinate President Trump twice. Do you have intel on that? And Netanyahu says, through proxies, yes, through their intel, yes, they want to kill him. Yeah, right. You know, when the guy in Butler, Pennsylvania, shot at Trump and hit the guy next to him, splattering his ear with blood. And the guy who was outside his golf course, his flea bag golf motel down in Florida with a semi-automatic rifle. At that time, our intelligence officials, the FBI, et cetera, said these guys have nothing to do with Iran. But and the government and the president of Iran, by the way, Mahmoud Parazakian, said we got nothing to do with those things. But Netanyahu, he's trying to drag Trump into this thing, and Putin is trying to keep Trump out of this thing. It's going to be interesting. Who has more influence over Trump, Netanyahu or Putin? I'm betting Putin. I'm betting that we're going to stay out of it, but we'll see. Meanwhile, Alistair Kitchen. Yeah, like, you know, that room in your house. Alistair Kitchen is his name. Is a freelance reporter and journalist and blogger out of Australia. And for years, he's been blogging. He was a creative writing student. He actually went to Columbia University for 6 years, got his master's degree in writing or literature or something like that, and moved back to Australia last year in 2024. And so, he was and he's written about Donald Trump being a fascist, basically. So he wants to go visit his friends. I mean, he spent 6 years in New York City. He's got friends there. He wanted to go visit his friends in New York City. And so he hopped on a plane in Melbourne to fly to Los Angeles and was then going to pick up a flight from L.A. to New York. And when he gets to L.A., the Customs and Border Protection pulls him off the plane or, out of the pick up your luggage area and says, come with us into this little private room. And they kept him there for 9 hours. He said he had already deleted the sensitive political posts from his blog and from his social media because he was worried about this exact same thing happening. But this is from The Guardian. However, he believed U.S. border officials had used technology to link his posts to his application for the electronic system for travel authorization. Kitchen said he wanted other Australians. He says, clearly they had technology in their system which linked those posts to my ETSA a long time before I took them down because they knew all about the posts, and then they interrogated me about the posts once I was there. So they're asking him, you know, so you don't like Trump, huh? That kind of thing, apparently. He says he wants other Australians to know that cleaning your phone won't help. He said they had already prepared a file on me and knew everything about me before I arrived. He also said he felt terrified, confused, and tired and was afraid of being caught lying, so he gave them his phone, which he now regrets. He said he's terrified of retribution and reprisal from the U.S. government for speaking out about his experience, but he wants people to know what happened. Do you get this? Our Border Patrol, Customs and Border Patrol, the immigration officers at the airport, are vetting people coming into the United States based on their politics. China does this. Russia does this. We never did this. We always took the position that we are a brave country. We stand for freedom of speech. It's in our First Amendment. We stand for freedom of the press. This guy was a freelance journalist. It's in our First Amendment. You can say anything you want. What's the old saying? I may disagree with you vehemently, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. Not anymore. No. If you say something bad about dear leader, the goons at the border are going to have a word with you. There have to be people in Customs and Border Patrol who are as troubled by this as I am. I mean, this is just so wrong. Finally, Donald Trump had his sad little tank parade over the weekend. One reporter noted that hordes of people were trying to leave before he even spoke. He called the crowd listless. It appears that it was mostly the people who showed up, and it was only a few thousand. He had predicted a 250,000 people would show up. The bleachers were empty. The streets were empty. But it appears that most of the people who showed up were basically family members of the military people who were in the parade. And finally, in the No Kings protest yesterday, were you there? The San Diego Police Department commends 60,000 peaceful protesters. A bunch of signs, by the way, apologizing for Stephen Miller, who grew up in San Diego. But the San Diego Police Department actually issued a posted on social media, thank you for a peaceful demonstration. We're proud of you guys, that kind of thing. Amazing. All right, what's on your mind? Woody in Boulder City, Nevada. Hey, Woody, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Listen to you when I can. I'm on the road, taking a long road trip today. Couple of things. I watched I YouTubed the parade. I didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
The empty bleachers behind that tank were what got me.
Yeah, yeah, it was sad.
And I was in the Army. If we had marched like that, we'd have been cleaning latrines for the next week.
Yeah, it was. I think this was the whoever was in charge of this. I'm talking military guys were probably very offended by this whole thing, and they had their troops just said stroll down the street instead of marching.
Yeah, I mean they were just walking like they were going to a Sunday picnic or something. It would just crack me up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make a comment that I think we have Trump now because Merrick Garland didn't start prosecuting by January 21st. He waited 18 months before he did anything, and look where we are now.
Agreed.
And
if I may, and because Mitch McConnell would not whip votes for his impeachment, for his conviction in the Senate.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And as far as the Republicans being afraid of bringing primary, do your damn job. Worry about the election later. You know, you're working for the people. Well, you're not working for the people. You're working for the oligarchs. But
you should.
I like the new label somebody put on Trump, the Mango Mussolini.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Listen, you guys are doing a great job. Keep it up. I hope to God that you and people on MSNBC and your folks don't end up in jail because you're a bulwark.
Yeah, I hope not, too.
God bless you and keep up the good work, sir.
Thanks, Woody. Yeah, and in fact, I was on MSNBC over the weekend with Ali Velshi. He is on Sunday morning. He is such a light. Woody, thank you for the call.
Does
Thanks
he
for
ever, does Alec Velty ever sleep?
Yeah, I know. He's like, you know, I when I was on Air America, I used to be the kind of go-to fill-in guy like Ali is on MSNBC. There was one day, I regularly filled in for Randy Rhodes, and occasionally I would fill in for other people. And there was one day where Marc Maron had some kind of meltdown. So I did Marc Maron's show from like, you know, 6 to 9 in the morning. And then this is all Eastern time. And then from 9 until noon, I was doing my local show on KPOJ. And then from noon until 3, I was doing my national show. And then from 3 until 6, I did Randy Rhodes' show. And then from 6 until 9, I had to fill in for Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar. Janine had melted down she was in some movie or something. And Sam had gotten sick. And so I was literally on the air from 6 in the morning until 9 at night, continuously. It was wild.
Well, I hope you got some overtime out of that.
No, I didn't get paid for any of it, actually. But, you know, I guarantee you, though, Ali is getting paid. It's got to be. It's got to be. Woody, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening to SiriusXM. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman Program. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SavedByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, it's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state's constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in the schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs.
Nurse and doc, but hey, the gas is cheap and there's a new TikTok. We got potholes deep and schools run dry. But don't you dare ask why, just blame the gays, the libs, the books. Now grab your cross and pass the crooks. Welcome to Red State Hell, where the poor stay poor and the rich rebel. No unions, facts, or safety nets, but we've got flags and bayonets. You'll lose your teeth but gain a gun, and Jesus loves you, ain't that fun? So cheer real loud and never tell you're living in Red State Hell. Mama's working two dead-end shifts. Daddy's praying his truck still drifts. Grandpa's meds got
2 minutes past the hour. Kay in Darby, Montana. Hey, Kay, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Here in Red State Hell.
Yeah.
I attended the No Kings Day in Hamilton. That's the nearest big town to me. We had about 600, and that's is probably maybe 100 less than we had on the April 5th protest.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of the reddest counties in Montana, and the town of Hamilton is kind of hurting. It's generally more liberal, but we're all gerrymandered, so there's no representation from Hamilton in our state legislature. But they have a NIH lab that studies infectious diseases, and they've laid off at least 12 high-level scientists, I think.
Oh, no.
There's also a regional Forest Service headquarters and three ranger districts here. People laid off there, and there's also a Job Corps, which they're supposed to be closing those. So anyway, but it was a great turnout, and lots of turnout all over Montana from what I hear.
Well, that's great. That's great. You had a good time, Kay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm really I guess it's Indivisible that gets the word out, organizes these.
Yeah, that's the principal umbrella organization. But there's a bunch of others.
Yeah, there were 13 towns in Wyoming, even, that had these. And 23 in Montana, so...
That's great.
It's great.
Yeah.
One quick thing, because we're so red here, we've never even had... It's been since George W. Bush left his reign back in 2008. I had Republican friends who were so disgusted. They were voting Democratic after George. Mm. And so we had some local county commissioners who were Democratic for the first time in I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
And very soon there were billboards along the highway, at least one, probably more, with photos of all the Democratic county commissioners, and it just said, take out the trash.
Oh, no. That's the kind of thing that inspires what happened in Minnesota.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And that was back in 2008. And, mm-hmm. one of the real trashy things they did, they helped fund a medical clinic with a sliding scale, mm-hmm. which is still operating. Hmm. So,
wow.
That's where I live.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Kay, and I appreciate the report from Montana. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. Good talking to you. Bruce in Los Angeles. Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Hi. I was at the protest in downtown L.A. on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share a few
please.
Protest signs?
We have about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Cool. So in Mexican Spanish, there's a phrase, chingada tu madre, which is kind of a curse.
Yeah, I've got a T-shirt that says that, only it says okay. Donald. And I know what it means, right, but let's not say it on the air.
Yeah, cool. So there were a lot, the crowd was overwhelmingly young Latino people, so mm-hmm. there were a number of signs that said chingada tu maga.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
A couple more. Nobody paid me to hate Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I do it for free.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of posts that say that because Trump was claiming last week that all these protesters are being paid by those by George Soros, right?
Right.
By the foreign Jews. Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah. So another one. My dad works harder than the president.
Yeah. Who doesn't actually?
When you don't get to talk about what's illegal when you voted for a felon.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Trump has a mugshot, not my dad.
Yep, that's a good one.
Referring to what went on in Washington, big parade, tiny penis.
Yeah. Yeah, I posted on Blue Sky, Teddy Roosevelt said, walk softly and carry a big stick. Donald Trump says, I'm going to have a big parade so nobody talks about my little stick. Got it. Bruce, I got to run, but thanks for the call. It was a good one. We'll continue the conversation. Blue politicians were warned months before the Minnesota attack, yet disgusting right-wing politicians are amping up the personal attacks. This is getting wild. I'll tell you about it right after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress. For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The man suspected of killing state lawmaker and her husband and injuring another lawmaker and his wife Saturday in Minnesota is due in court today, along with state charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office detailing it's pursuing federal charges against Vance Bolter. U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson alleges Bolter had plans to kill Moore.
In the early morning hours of June 14th, Bolter went to the homes of four Minnesota state politicians with the intent to kill them.
President Trump at the G7 summit in Canada, meeting with world leaders on trade talks and discussing the Middle East conflict and Russia's war in Ukraine. The president set to meet with Ukraine's leader on the sidelines. He also urged Iran to finalize a nuclear deal. Reports that Iran's state TV was knocked off the air today due to fresh Israeli strikes. And Israel is still searching for victims in Tel Aviv after Iranian missiles breached Israel's air defense and struck buildings. This is ABC News.
You can always...